Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
There we go. It's a new day, a new week, and we rolling. Man, this year is going to be the bomb. I hope it be the bomb for you. I got new stuff coming. I got so much fun. Hey, get at me, askrosebud@gmail.com. Go to my site, askrosebud.com. I'm telling you. My shit is on here. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about today. You know, since I've been doing this other show, I've been getting a lot of different, you know, squares asking me all kind of questions, which I don't care. You know, I'm a square myself, so don't get me wrong. I ain't saying nothing bad about it. I'm a big old square, L7 all the way, so don't think I'm talking shit, but I've been getting them, and, you know, they ask me, you know, different things, what to say to the woman, you know, different shit. You know, I don't really care that they ask that, but I'm going to start talking about what to say, what to do. Not necessarily how to fuck a bitch, but I'm going to talk about that shit, too. This week, man, this week was if that's the case, a good week for me. A nigga run into all three different bras, tagged them all, and the cool part about it is a couple of them was my age, but one of them was like, shit, 40 years younger than me. And I realized, you know, you got to stay in your lane. Man, that little motherfucker had me crazy. But I handled my business. So there's no way I can say with a straight face that you don't need skills in the bedroom. You damn sure do. You need to know how to handle a woman in the bed. And I ain't never had no damn complaints. But my thing is, what do you do? Or what the fuck do you say after that? Where do your fucking skills take you after you done fucking this bitch? Now, I'm going to be real with you. I'm telling you some shit that's real because I know you guys go through it. You be out at whoever, and when you do knock them off, you know, you go on to home or wherever you're going with them. And man, as soon as you get done with it, you, man, with this bro, go. I be wanting them to leave. I don't know why. It ain't like I ain't liking them. But my point is, I know why I be wanting to leave so much now. And that's because I don't really have as much as I used to have for them to do. And you cats got to understand, if you ain't got nothing for no bra to do, you just going to be fucking. Shit, where do your fucking skills take you after you really done? You done fucking the bitch. Now, where your fucking skills taking you? Nowhere. I know where my skills taking any motherfucking moment I done fucked. And I certainly ain't going to be dependent on how well I fucked her to know where I'm going with her. See, that's the thing about you guys. That's why you have so many issues insecurities because you think about so much bullshit. How good you fucked her. No matter how well you fucked her, there's another motherfucker that can fuck her better. I don't give a fuck. Man, them bitches tell me what I do to them. I had one little bitch squirting on me. Now, that's supposed to mean that you bust her out good. But shit, little bitch. I know they all are the same way in that regards. They're going to get another nut. Not from me, but whoever get it for them. So I don't care how good I fuck a bitch. Although, I care how good I perform just because of me. I care about me, the bitch, fuck her. Why are you telling us this, bud? Because what I'm saying is I'm not depending on how good I'm fucking some bitch to know what I'm going to get her to do because I'm going to have something for her ass to do. And hell no, for your information, she ain't going to be doing no hoeing. I'm past that now. I got so much more shit I want a motherfucker to do for me now, you know, since I graduated from being a pimp, kind sirs. Don't get this shit twisted about me. I ain't no longer a pimp and have absolutely zero desire to become one. Yet I still get people hitting me, telling me I ought to be ashamed of myself for trying to get all these young men to become pimps. And I'm sure you guys know that ain't what I'm doing. I'm just kicking it with you about being a man. The kind of man you be is on you. Simply because I don't have any desire to be a motherfucking pimp. Do that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I got or how the fuck I affect women? No, fellas, it don't. Does it mean I shouldn't share this high I have with you? Does it mean that? Whoever of you out there that's going to use it, I mean, you deserve to get this. My desire is to become internationally known or acclaimed in my own right for being a motherfucker. And the only way I'm going to accomplish this is through a plan. And if you want to leave an impact on the world, you better have a plan. Now, some of you want to be obscure. Don't even care if anyone ever knows your name. I don't happen to be like that. I don't think like that. I don't want no parts of that. I want to be known. So that means that I have to do things. I'm going to accomplish my goals through my writings, my confidence courses, things that I've invented that's yet to be in the public. I'm sure you guys know I done wrote 20 books, 8 of them published. I done also financed 2 documentaries. I've invented 3 children games that teach them about putting numbers together in history. Man, I got hella shit to tell a bitch after I fuck her. That's gonna really turn her on to me more. Much more than Ann Dick could ever do. Because what it takes for your dick to turn a bitch on, it gotta get hard. And then if that's the case, it got to stay hard. And if you going to fuck that bitch better than I can spit game at her, that means your dick ain't never going soft. And you ain't going to never stop fucking a bitch. Because I don't stop spitting game at no bitch because I fucked her. I'm knocking her down with it. And I'm going to tell her about my motherfucking shit because I got hella shit to tell her about. I'm already in her motherfucking head. I mean, this is an art. You don't waste artful work when you goddamn talking to a woman and you putting your work down and it actually shows you that it's real. You gonna forget it? You gonna put it to the side for some pussy? Shit. I'll fuck a bitch and have that motherfucker buy my next 1,000 units or my next graphics. I mean, shit. It ain't about pussy. It's not, fellas. It's about you and what you want. And if you have any idea of what you want, pussy coming to it. Because pussy want a motherfucker that know what it want. That's all pussy want. That's why I tag him. Man, I tag him. And, you know, I feel kind of, not proud, but kind of happy because I went out to tag some these last couple of weeks. I told you I'm up here being single and shit. But I've been, you know, I've been cool. I ain't been on the hunt or none of that. I've just been, you know, being cool, but something told me to get out. Start looking for some shit. And I keep telling you motherfuckers, the way you catch it is not be trying to. And that's why I call all three of them bitches. One of them told me, come on, let's go smoke some weed. I said, oh, shit. You gonna try to hurt me? I'm an old motherfucker. They said, show you right. Oh, god damn, I'm really good. My point is this. Whenever I get close to a woman, I'm trying to have something done. Now, don't get me wrong. I say use her. I don't mean abuse her or misuse her. I mean use her for something that's going to get me to my goal. In that regard, she's assisted me. And she'll feel good about it because whatever she did do, she see results. She'll see these results and she'll feel proud. I know this because I've done it. I still do it. And I do it because this is how you have women crazy about you. 786, what's up?
What's up, man?
Nothing, what's happening?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Hey, when you got out the game, right, and you was, you know what I'm saying, doing the square shit, you know, hey, when you had a lot of bitches, how the fuck you, like, you know what I'm saying, maintain, because no bitches be wanting your time and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You got one broad, you dealing with her, and then you got another broad, then you got a third broad, she wants your time, you know what I mean? So how did you juggle that shit around like that?
Well, man, to be honest, I juggled it around the same way I did when I had a bunch of hoes, man. I wouldn't really give a fuck what a bitch wants. I know she gonna need my time. I'm after spending with her. But when the bitch called me talking about what she want, you understand? You know, it's all about what you did lately for me, girl. Because if you think you can call me and tell me what you want, you must have done some really giant shit. Because I ain't going nowhere doing nothing until I want to. And once you get them trained like that, see, you motherfuckers don't be trying to train them motherfucking bitches. Bitches ain't gonna just get in line because you got them. You supposed to train them. You do, man. I ain't saying this because they some fucking animals and nothing. I'm saying it because you're going to have more than one of them. If you're going to have more than one, they got to know how to, you know, fuck with you. And you got to know how to fuck with them. And if that's the case, things would be cool if you, you know, you really do it like that. But if you don't, you know. What's up, Shine?
What's happening, bud? I just wanted to answer the brother's question. Very quickly, I'm going to say like this. The main problem is that the woman be training y'all. And the second thing I want to say is that it's your time. It's not her time. So all she could do is ask you for your time and request it. I'm going to leave it like that. You can figure out what I mean. But later.
Hey, boy, sound like you've been getting something from somewhere. Shit. hey, caller. 786. The thing is, both of those points is right, man, that he made. Mm-hmm. That when I say you have to train her, if you not, she going to train you. And you think you calling shots, but in reality, she going to be calling. That's called, silent or whatever. Silent aggression. Not really silent. I forget what the fuck it's called, but it's really passive aggressive. That's called passive aggression. where they have you doing exactly what they want, but you think you doing it and calling the shots. No, when you train them. And then, like he said, the second thing is, how you going to tell me how to spend my time? You know, you can't even ask for another my time. You can only wait till I want you to be with me. You know, you got to make them understand that. If you can't, you ain't got no business having more than one woman, right?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's all about what you establish when you first meet them in the beginning stages, because that's going to set the tone, you know what I'm saying, when you get another bitch. She already going to know what time it is.
Hey, bro, that's right. And what I'm saying is, what you did to catch her is what you got to do to keep her.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let her lighten up. You got to be down all the time. All right, that was some good shit.
Hey.
Okay, wait a minute. I heard you finna say something else. What?
I got another question for you too, man. Hey,
what's that?
When you transitioned, when you made that transition from a pimp to a square, you know what I'm saying, you deal with regular square women, you know what I mean? How did you mentally deal with the shit that come with a square bra? You know what I mean? She calling you honey, boo boo, and all this old bae, all this old shit that
man,
a pimp don't really
wait. When I became square, that just meant that I wasn't charging bitches like pimps do. But that didn't mean I was going to stop handling bitches. So a square bitch get treated just like a hoe. I just ain't having to sell no pussy. I ain't trying to hear it, bitch. And if you think I am, bye. And I'll call another bitch right in front of the bitch. I ain't trying to goddamn hear that shit. So, you know, I already know it. Hey, this is what I ask. Do you know what you want? The bitch say, yeah. And she say, I ask, do you know what I want? And the bitch say, no. So what I'm saying is, I tell her right there, I'm up on you because I know what you want. I know what I want, and I know what you want. So until you know what I want, you got to get trained. You got to give them real physical things like that for them to understand you calling the shot. If you can't tell them why you're calling it in a real calm way, with some sharp shit, they ain't gonna accept that you call them. They gonna say, why should I bow down and listen to you? Because, bitch, if you don't, I'm leaving you. It's just like that. I ain't waiting for you to tell me no two times, and I'm gone. Period. Let her know.
I can do that. All
right.
Hey, right, another thing too, bud.
Come on.
Yo, hey, where can I find that shit you talk about when you got the kids? What are you teaching the kids numbers and history and all that? I don't see that nowhere on the website.
The games?
Yeah, the kids' games, yeah. I want to get that shit
because
from
my boy. I'm not selling that shit, man. I haven't got a full patent on that shit.
Oh, okay. I thought you were selling it.
No. No, it's dope, though. All right, bro.
Yeah. All right,
so you guys got to understand, I don't believe and simply going after no damn pussy. But I will say this. I do believe it's absolutely essential for someone to be trusted enough by you to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom if you don't know them. But that just ain't me. I know my nigga Steve the Dean can though. He know hella shit about, not that I don't know, he just talks about it. Got products, you know, for it. You know, on this show, I just talk to you about what you can get from a woman by showing her you're serious as a motherfucker with serious shit on your mind that needs to be tended to. You know, if you can't do nothing but like give me some pussy, bitch, shit, I might fuck you, but I doubt if I will, man. You know, that's just me. You know, it was, if you ain't giving me no money, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, but now it's just different, but it's the same. You don't have to give me no money, but you gotta have to give me some attention that's going to represent making money. And I'm, whatever attention you give me, I'm willing to go out and make whatever money from it. But this attention, you talking about buying my graphics or buying my units, I ain't gonna ask you to buy that shit and go sell my shit. You know, I ask you to buy that shit so I could finish the product And then when I get the product, I'll sell it. You know, so it's different in that regard. But I'm still asking them to have, you know, shit, I want something. The motherfucker can't do it, make me come. Fuck you. I want all you motherfuckers to think that way. And you will, with the help of my courses in SWU. But now you can learn it with the course alone, on your own. Or you can piece together what the fuck I'll be saying on these shows. I don't care how you do it. I just want you to do it. Now, we all should understand what I just said. And hopefully, you know, we, you know, going to continue to have these talks. And you going to wake up and start having real questions like the ones I just, like the one I just got. I need you to understand. I can't help you if you don't open up and let that bullshit out. You got a lot of shit in you that needs to come out, but you keep it closed up in you, and it only comes out when you think. And you know that's as seldom as possible. And you don't want to think like I have you thinking. I have you thinking all the time, and all that bullshit in your head, once it's out, the fresh thoughts will keep your mind clean. Only when you stop thinking will you allow that silly shit to come back in there. But you got to understand, as far as Steve go, I don't talk about Steve the Dean too much, but let's say he's tails and I'm heads. You know, we one coin. Put both of our shit together and your fucking ass going to be hella just dynamite. Matter of fact, I use some of that shit that that motherfucker was talking. I got a brawl in my house right now. And I didn't cook dinner. rib eye, mixed vegetables, mashed potatoes, motherfucking crab salad. Yeah, crab salad with that motherfucking creamy, what's that shit? Creamy Caesar dressing. Ooh, that shit was good. Hey, but I didn't get the recipe from the Dean, but the idea, you know, come with some of that shit he be giving you. So I'm saying that shit is dope, man. I didn't use this several times making that dessert, you know, for a bitch. You know, taking them out to dinner, you're going to spend $100, whatever, $150, you know, but then I think mine cost me $40 that I spent that money. That was that $40 way better spent than that $150 because it took care of more shit. Way more shit. So what I'm saying is, together, we got you covered. I know motherfucking bros, you know, will give you the world if you know how to get at them about it. And that's what you guys don't understand. You don't try to be slick. You know, I mean, not slick, and they ain't be a little bullshit slick. I'm talking about you don't try to be slick and have a conversation about making moves. Nah, girl, you know, I was thinking about. And then you tell her whatever the hell you're thinking about and, you know, different things about the difficulty in it. You draw that bitch into your conversation. And the next thing you know, they're going to be coming out. If you need any help, let me know. Nah, bitch, I don't really need no help. Because whatever you did for me, it would have to be out of the goodness of your heart. Because I wouldn't always pay you back nothing. Let them know. Because I sure do. That's what you're supposed to do. Excuse me. Don't be mad at me. Because I can rely on my skills that none of you motherfuckers have. You don't have to want what I want from a woman. But the sooner you realize you have to want something, the sooner you realize your deepest desires in life. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a woman than some damn pussy. And I ain't saying you shouldn't TTA when the time comes. Oh, for you squares, TTA, let's tap that ass. Everything you think of is possible. And the only way you won't get it done as if you don't get your ass up and do it. because your confidence is waiting on your moves. You know, bros be asking you about stuff, you know, especially once they get to giving you shit, doing shit for you. And they be wanting you to spend on them too. Now, you can't, it ain't a one-way street. It's a two-way street. And if you don't understand that, you know, when they get to asking you about shit, you ain't gonna know what to say. Especially if you one of them cats that think you're supposed to get everything and not give. Man, I'll tell her this in a minute when it comes to spending on you, baby. I don't mind. I know if you ask me for whatever, I'm getting it. But my thing is, if you ask, it's like, what the fuck have you done for me lately? That's how I think. And if that's cool, let's say you done did 20 times whatever the cost of what you want is, shit, baby. If I decide I want to, you know, get you something, I'm getting it because of what you did for my motherfucking ass lately, not because you did something before. You got to establish that kind of stuff, man. And then, of course, they're going to want to know why should they, you know, believe in stuff that ain't coming. That's like believing in make-believe. Nah, you got to let them, you got to let them know. I'll let them know short and quick. Hey, it ain't make-believe if you believe in me, because I'm really here. And what I'm talking about really going to jump off. Now, you don't really have to fuck with it. Unless you want to be about me, man. And I'm looking at her in her eyes as I'm saying that. I'm telling you, the next woman for you in your life is waiting on your move. You got to get your shit fixed, get your mind well, and stop ailing in the game of dating and getting what you want from a woman. I mean, you all accept that if it's at all possible, any woman you fucking leave is going to charge you in one way or another. You accept it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, that we've grown up understanding ain't nothing coming for free. You ain't got to buy no goddamn pussy, but you don't have to do this or that. You know, go here or go there or spend money doing it. So you can't just want to fuck a bitch. You got to do something. So I just don't understand why you motherfuckers don't want something from her. She fucking wants something besides your dick. She does. She wants something besides your dick from you. And that sure ain't you telling her she cute. She wants you to buy her this, take her here. She just do something, not charging you as a fool or a dummy. She just, you're going to have to do that shit. Why can't you have shit for her to do? I mean, come on. You got to want something. She wants something besides your dick. You got to want something besides her pussy. That's why she ain't got no problem asking you to do whatever the hell she thinking she want. All the fuck she gave you was some goddamn pussy. And she really believes she can ask you for whatever she thinks she needs because of it. Why the fuck can't you do the same thing? Why can't you do the exact same thing? I ain't got no goddamn apologies for no problems because I'm being real. Over the years, you guys have seen me change from who I was to who I have become. And you gotta see how important it is for me to stay true to myself in order to kick it with you. I don't want to talk to you just to talk to you because I'm Rosebud. No, I want to talk to you because I'm Rosebud and I do have valuable things to tell you about life and about women. I ain't trying to argue my point, Sidney. You see, I don't really do that too much, especially on Facebook. I'm just coming to realize I've helped so many dudes. I didn't just continuously helped them after they spent their money. And now I'm really helping them because they spend their money to get an SWU and they just get to come until they get their fill. Way past what they paid, 3-4 times past what they paid. And they don't have to pay again. Because I ain't trying to just, I'm trying to get money, don't get me wrong, but I ain't trying to take your money like that. No, man, because I know how long it takes to do what the fuck I'm talking about doing. I know how much effort it takes for you to become the motherfucker you're trying to become. You think all you need to do is say you kicked it with me or whatever. Well, that could help. Sure help you see straight. But it ain't going to hardly get you the way you're trying to go. I want to focus my attention on getting all you motherfuckers to alpha man status and beyond. But the only way that kind of shit could happen is if you be real with me and yourself. Oh, man, I remember kicking it. I don't know where I was, but real hoes came up. What I'm saying is real women, real hoes, it's all the same thing. You see, if you really want to be sharp as a tack, you got to try to understand what I'm going to say. Because there's factors that make the differences in various things. When you're looking at a street hoe, you see a certain kind of woman. She got a certain kind of attitude. She gonna be what she gonna be. And the point is, if you understand what she gonna be, you can take full advantage of her being that way. Now, a square bitch. Some of them act like street hoes. Not that they, you know, selling pussy or nothing, but their attitude is basically the same as a street hoe. It's just that she ain't made that move to sell no pussy. What I'm saying is, this is how I look at all bras. I look at them in categories of hoes. You got the street hoe, you got the call girl, you got the street hoe, you got the call girl, and you got the massage parlor bitch. I'm saying, I look at them all like that. The street hoe is real as a motherfucker. And she's either going to fuck with you or not. The same way I look. Some bitches are like that. Regular square bitches. That call girl, she going to fuck with you if you let her know you could pay her properly. And you guys don't realize there's women like that. They don't say, pay me, boo-boo. They say, oh, Ken, let's go out to dinner. Oh, let's go over here. Oh, let's take a weekend up to wherever. You know, it ain't saying you got to pay me like that call girl would. But she's the same bitch, fine as a motherfucker, teasing you a little bit, you know, but she wants that money spent. Then you got the massage parlor bitch. Women are like that too. It's regular square bitches. And those, them bitches, you know, they window ornaments or arm candy or whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying, you gotta be able to distinguish what kind of woman you're talking to. Bro asked me about how did I adjust to being a square from the game. I didn't adjust. I still use it. I just know I'm not charging bitches. That's a big thing for me. I'm sorry, you guys, my daughter. Lena, I'm doing the show. What's up, honey? Yeah, I got the ink. All right, bye. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to make a point. If you listen to what I'm saying and you understand that the game that I have, really universal game, it's best applied if you're down and dirty having hoes. It's best rewarded if you're down and dirty having hoes. Or is it? Because I'm telling you, I get shit from every girl I fuck with. I mean, it's rewarding, period, as far as I'm concerned. See, you may not really know this, but as far as hoes go, they only look like hoes when they out hoeing. Because when they ain't out hoeing, they some motherfuckers woman. And the point I'm trying to make is, hoes are hoes, squares are squares. They only have chosen different paths. But the category of woman, they are in one of those three. Every woman on earth is in one of those three categories, as far as to me. And what that do is help me decide how I'm going to get at her. Because if she is street hoe, I'm coming at her, you know, hard, you know, straight up. She one of them dancing bitches, you know, I'll come at her, but I really don't want to fuck with her. And if she a call girl, I damn near ain't going to say nothing to her. Fine or not, all three of them is fine. Their mentality is what I look for. The woman has a certain mentality. And that mentality lets me know if I want to deal with her. This is after I did, because while I'm fucking her, I'm deciding. Before I fuck her, I didn't already decide which kind of broad she is. But while I'm fucking her, I'm deciding and letting her know what I want her to do for me. And you can't be asking bitches to do shit for you. And they ain't that kind of bitch. Shit. You gotta know what to ask a woman. Now, what's the difference if this woman sell her pussy for $50 and this woman sell her pussy for $5,000? What's the difference? There is no difference. They both sold pussy. They both hoes. Period. They both hoes. What I'm trying to get you to understand is you have to make motherfuckers appear in your eyes something that you can deal with. In reality, the lines between the different kinds of women are becoming more and more blurred as time go on. That's why you can see them all as hoes now. You used to have to see this one as a homemaker, or this one as a Christian, or this, you know, you have to categorize so many categories. Now they just what kind of hoe they are. They all hoes. See, this is bad for you guys because you don't know nothing about yourself. And I've proven it to you that you can't learn about women until you learn who the fuck you are. You only know that women have pussies and that you want to get in it. That's all you basically know. So you end up lying to the goddamn woman that you get at, and you scream this and that you got some nuts. But when you say that shit to her, she probably laughs inside. Most of them do anyway. And the reason she laughs is her experiences have shown her that she deals with liars and fakes and all kind of other motherfuckers when it comes to the dude she's interacting with. You gotta give credit, or at least understand that women actually do the things, or go through the things that I'm talking about. You got to see this, and you got to separate yourself from what she heard or what she experienced in the past. And you do that shit by cutting her off and leave her ass alone. But before you leave her, you got to drop a bomb on her. Look, baby, if you want to deal with me, it's about some man shit here. If not, I ain't got time to play, you know. And depending on what she say, I might stay, but shit, or the bitch, shit. I'm going to let the bitch know. There's way too many motherfucking women out there for me to be trying to convince your goddamn ass of anything. So it's on you if you can't recognize shit from sugar. Then I turn around and leave the bitch because I know I can and will have 7 or 8 motherfuckers like her. And she can't never find another motherfucker like me. If you ain't got that mentality, this goddamn shit ain't for you. You just want to be a regular Joe. I don't. I don't want to be regular in no way, form, or fashion. And the only way you're going to stand head and shoulders above the rest of the motherfuckers is to do what you say. And don't be afraid to say whatever it is that's on your goddamn mind. You got to purposely separate yourself from this shit. 678, what's up?
What's going on, Rosewood? Hey, man.
Nothing, man.
Oh, yeah, my fault. I got you on speed. Let me take you off. I was going to say, man, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's crazy that you're saying what you're saying right now, because I was just feeling like that all day today. You know what I'm saying? Same situation. How you say, you know, it's a bitch. You know, it's not how you want her to be. And you coming at her the way you want to, then you got to cut her off. You know, and that way you won't fall victim of that. And that's been lingering all day in my mind, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's just almost like you spoke exactly what I'm going through right now.
The thing about it, that's why you listen to this show, man. I cover a lot of doggone topics, and who knows what's on your mind. That's why I don't try to have one thing to talk to directly to a person. I have so many things, but they're all tied into being a man. And if you saying this, that, and the other, and it ain't going the way you expect it to, you wasting your time to be around.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, brother, for sure. If you're going to purposely shine, what's up, Sean?
I wanted to ask that caller if you could let him back in. I wanted to ask him, could he go into detail about some of the things he's going through and what is he going to do about it? And that's it.
All right, let me bring him back on. Caller, did you hear that?
I heard a little bit of it, man. Can you repeat that one more time? I had them on speaker.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you two things. Could you go? Nobody knows you, so it don't, you know, ain't nobody going to know you saying it. So I wanted you to go into details about some of the things that you're talking about. And two, what are you going to do about it?
Caller?
Hello?
Yo. One thing was, I'm fucking with this little bitch, man, for a minute. It's been about a month. You know, Aaron, she's been coming through. You know, we've been fucking, we've been chilling. We've been talking about some money moves, things like that. And, you know, I kind of like to spice shit up. So I asked her to send me, like, a little, you know, like a photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. So I just sent her a couple pictures. So, you know, she said okay. And she ain't never sent them. And that's just not the only situation, though. It's like it's other things I like for my bitch to do, you know what I'm saying? Pull up with no panties on, you know, small things like that. That's just what I like. And when she don't do those things, I feel like it's just she ain't in it. She's not in it to, you know, please, or, you know, not necessarily please, but still. Like, if I'm fucking with a bitch, and I'm gaming her, and I'm fucking with the bra, I like for her to be a certain way. And if she can't do those things, then, shit, I got to cut you off. So that's what I was kind of, you know, dealing with that. You know, it's
now,
like,
hey, bro, I ain't gonna say nothing bad about that. But what I am gonna say is, what they got to do with, that's sexual. And whatever turns you on, as far as that goes, that's, you know, you supposed to want what you want. But I'm saying, if that bitch ain't doing it, whatever, pull up without no panties on, like, the bitch say, I ain't doing that, or she say, okay, and don't do it. And you're supposed to let her know. You ain't supposed to really just go up and tell her, but you got to let her know that you're going to call another bitch. And she's going to pull up, and I'm going to have my hand in her pussy, and you're going to be talking that shit about you keep your drawers on. You guys don't know what say to her. You don't know what to do to make her make a move. You guys let them say shit, and then that's all they got to do is say it. And you accept it. Nah, bitch, I don't believe you. If you think
I got
you
a question.
What's that?
Sorry to cut you off. Yo, brother, when you was talking, you said that she don't do stuff, and you started to say she don't do stuff to please you. Why you ain't say she ain't do stuff to please you? Like, you think it's a problem with her, with telling her that she should do stuff to please you?
No, not necessarily. But, you know, at the same time, if she feel like, you know, a nigga ain't just worshiping as if she ain't human, she's still human. So whatever it is she's not comfortable with, cool. I'm not saying she got to please me as if, of course, within myself, I'm valuable for me as a man. But
do you want her to
look
please
at him,
you?
Yeah, of course.
The stuff you asking for sounds like some direct shit. Like, this is exactly what I like to please. Why you don't say that? How you think you're going to get that if you don't say, yeah, I like to be pleased this way?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Wait, caller. It ain't gonna do you no good to feel him on that. Answer the question. Why don't you directly tell her what the fuck is up? Caller?
In a way I have. Maybe it wasn't as direct, but
no,
directly.
Caller.
That's it right
caller,
there.
Caller. The thing about this show, the thing about when you open up and talk, you exposing yourself to yourself. And I can hear you too. When is you lying to yourself? Because you ain't kind of did it. You either going to do it or you didn't. And if you kind of did it, that means you didn't do it. But what I'm saying is,
exactly,
maybe you didn't realize you was doing it like that. What I'm saying is, these questions and your answers is helping you form what the fuck you're going to do. That's why.
Correct.
This is not fronting you off or making you in a position to feel bad or whatever. This is showing you what's bad about what you're doing and asking you, what are you going to do about it? Because if you don't come up with something to do about it, you're going to keep accepting it.
Okay, I got you on that. But I haven't really spoken to her yet, really. That's why
Wait. This is somebody you like and you haven't spoke to her?
I mean, we've spoken before, but I haven't called her yet to let her know, you know, Right, yeah, I didn't address it yet. So when you ask me the question.
Hold on. Now, what happens if, in your mind, you're like, I would like her to do this, but you didn't clearly let her know that it means something to you for her to do this, and now you think, ah, man, I'm going to cut this bitch off because this bitch don't want to do what I want to do, but you didn't communicate that that's what you wanted. What happens then?
Well, okay, yeah. So, I mean, I couldn't feel that way if I haven't addressed it yet, but I feel that way if she say, I don't like doing that, or I don't want to, or if she denies it, then I'll cut her off. That's why I was saying.
Well, you cross that bridge when
right.
It happens.
Right.
Wait, caller. Did you just hear cross that bridge when it happens? Otherwise, what you're doing is what a lot of dudes do. They think of every way it can't happen. They think of every goddamn way it can't happen. And then what you going to do? Wait. Nah, man. Start thinking about, you don't give a fuck what happens when it happens. Understand that whatever happens, you go handle it. And go get the bitch, man. You wait for her to come give herself to you. Come on, man, be honest.
Yeah.
Come
right.
on, bro, be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Well, that's not the way to do it, man. The way you doing it makes you feel the way you feel. The way we talking about doing it is going to change how you feel about her and yourself. It's about making moves, brother. It's not about just complaining. You do see obstacles, but obstacles requires solutions. You can't just recognize the problem. You got to come up with a solution. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
That's some good shit, Sean. All right, you guys, thanks. That was dope. Hey, the thing about it, when you really got your shit together, and I'm not speaking for Sean, but I'm a slave. I don't know. I might go a month, a week. I don't know how long we go without fucking a bitch. But it don't bother him like the shit used to. Because he know when he gets with it. Or as soon as any action comes, he gonna get it and capture it. It changes everything about how you are out and about. Women, I mean, you just won't believe how they just be attracted to how you act, how you carry yourself. OG, I get that all the time. OG, you kind of fly. Yeah, okay, bitch. This is, I'm telling you, the reason it ain't about what you say. Otherwise, what I'm saying is you ain't got to say all the sharp shit, none of it. You can say whatever is honestly on your mind. And the reason you can do that is most of what you have to say, most of what you think of, most of what you think is sharp to say, been stolen by these fake motherfuckers that she met, and they didn't obliterate the meaning of whatever line you're trying to use. So now, instead of it having a powerful impact, it's a joke. You can't be talking with the latest conversation. You got to have a real conversation. You got to get yourself, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines, and you got to remember that shit. And you don't have to remember it verbatimly, but you got to know those 5, 6, 7, 8 lines have a system of attack. The words in those lines don't matter. It's the attack. It's the system. And if you use it, shit, don't tell me. I know what's going to happen. When you have a proper comeback to anything a woman say, you won't let the fact that shit ain't going your way stop you from playing your hand. You're going to be able to see that shit ain't going your way as you talking, and you're going to be able to adjust. You have to be ready. Now, let's say you're ready to take a 7 in turbulence from abroad. You're going to be bowled over when you face a motherfucking 10. Or an 8, really. Because you surely ain't going to be ready to get, go only get 7s and lower. You got to be ready for 1 to ... or infinity. Because the game is not easy to master if you're only looking for one correct way to do it. There's many ways to do this. But the thing is just not easy to master if you're looking for the correct way. Because there is not one correct way. There is no the correct way. When you're dealing with a woman, you have to take under consideration her qualities, her characteristics, and your intentions. And then you got to blend all that together. And you got to figure out how to best to turn her on to your way of thinking. And you don't take no 30 minutes trying to figure out where she's coming from, let alone some damn number of days or weeks. When a woman wants you to catch her, she ain't going to rely on you figuring out what she's doing or won't. She's going to show you. And she do that by you observing her motions, body language. How much she eating your conversation up. You got to have shit in place that's going to show her what you're looking for when you talking to that motherfucking bitch. And you can't be focused on being at a woman and being worried about how your apartment looks. This is reality. If you ain't got an arsenal, if you ain't got representation of what you're talking about, otherwise you're talking that high-powered shit, you better look high-powered, your clothes better be neat, your car better be neat, ain't got to be brand new, but it better be neat. Your apartment better be neat. Everything better be matching, and you better have your shit together. Because that's what she's looking for. You represent it. Now you got to show it. If you want to be taken seriously, it's going to require you to be thinking at all times, which is where my course comes in for you. You can't have that course and not be a thinker. You can't count on or depend on getting the answers from me, because you can't use what I say, can't you? You would have to be me. I say this all the time. I'll tell you guys all the time. You can't say what I say. You have to develop a confidence in you and speak about you. I got tools to help you on my site. Get at me. I'll make deals. I got 4-packs, 5-packs, 12-packs, and you can get all of them, 66 of them. But you got to understand, the words I use are simply to get the woman to respond. But it's going to take a few words, few more words from me going with the environment for me to catch her. So that might take a minute or two. And as soon as you get her in that right giggle moment, shit, that bitch, I'm having her. They, you know, come on, let's go. And they gonna have to tell me no. I ain't going nowhere with you. Oh, okay, you sounded like you was ready to roll. No, not like that. Oh, okay. All right, I'll talk to you. I'm gone then. But I put my bid in. That's all that matters to me. You got to get yourself a few ways that's going to show you, you know, that you are who you say you are. You don't know who or when this woman last spoke to somebody, which is why you got to always be sharp. Dudes like us got to have goals, reachable goals, not those grandiose goals that you have no intentions of reaching. You got to set realistic goals and do your damnedest to reach them. And when you reach them, set higher ones. The key to setting goals is that you have to set them where you ain't just dreaming about them. Set them where you can reach them. You got to do all the little things in order to put yourself in a position to have the women you're dealing with. You could have them rallying behind all your goals. It's all something you got to concentrate and work towards. When you're working towards something, this is important. It should be a part of your conversation when you talk to a woman. Whatever you're working towards, this should be part of your conversation. You don't have to just talk about it, but you have to talk about little aspects of it to pique her interest and get her to asking about it. Not in the initial conversation. I'm talking about after you're dealing with her. Whatever, a day or two. Well, days. This is my second time seeing her. I'm getting at her. But now, when you let a motherfucker know that you're working on something and you do it, in her eyes, you so big, you so large, because you did something, you said. Women love a man who develop a plan and carry it out. It just makes them feel secure dealing with this dude. Initially, it's going to be exciting for your goddamn woman to see you carrying out your plans. But after a while, she's going to expect that shit from you. Just like you're going to expect whatever you need from her. And this is really big to a woman. And it's going to help lock her into you. Because she's so used to dudes not having plans. and especially not seeing them through. All of this is putting locks on her. The worst thing you can do with a woman is not do what the fuck you say you're going to do. Everything you do should be planned out. And it don't take long to make no plan, 1 or 2 seconds in most cases, which means you got to stay on your ABBs, always be planned no matter what. Even when you're talking to a woman you didn't have for 10 years, you still got to be planned. You can't have idle conversation with any woman. Maybe you can with your wife, and that's a big maybe. A woman feels best when she's being directed by her man, and all of your conversations with her should be in a directing type way, directing her to something. Idle conversation with most women makes them think you don't have much to say or think of you as being one of her girlfriends, because that's who she has idle conversation with. I believe your conversation with a woman should have some kind of way of determining or determining factor that's going to show you that it's being understood. You got to understand my conversation, or else I ain't talking to you. You got to have that for the entire time you hunt a woman. Otherwise, forever. You guys need to change from that doormat mentality, letting them women step on your back and wipe their shoes off. Fuck that. That's what I'm talking about right now. Fuck that. You aren't able to accomplish the difficult task of showing that you capable of maintaining a strong presence with her. Shit. And that's because you just ain't able to do it. You haven't taken the steps. Man, my hay fever was really fucking with me. And I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I think I'm going to have to end this show early. I can't. My nose is just fucked up. But, okay, wait. I see you, 254. What's up?
Rosebud, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's happening?
It's Big Steve in Texas, man. Hey, man, I just want to tell you, man, I'm looking forward to the rest of my year with you. And I hope you get over your hay fevers, man, and I pray God heal you in a real fast rate of time, brother.
I know I sound bad, man. I was trying to be fighting with you today. I wasn't going to do this stuff too much, man. Hey, you guys, I got to go, though.
All right. Later.
All right.